Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I have an exciting out and about for you this week because I'm on Dawson Street. I'm in what's known as the Flight Club. It's a relatively new venue. It's here about 3 months. It mixes food, cocktails, and yes, you can hear it in the background there, darts. I'm delighted that Andrew Fisher, he's the general manager here at the Flight Club Darts Ireland. He's beside me and he's ready to tell me how it all works. Andrew, you're very, very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Great to have you. Great to be on, I should say. Yeah.
Now, this is a really interesting concept, let's call it. I remember this as a late night bar originally on Dawson Street. Tell us a little bit of what's on offer here, because it is something I think that's moderately different.
It is a little bit different. We're open about 3 months, as you say, and I think Dublin has really welcomed us. It's a little bit different. It's not your typical hospitality experience. So you can have your cocktails, you can have your food, but you have the added benefit of some social darts. So ignites a competitive spirit amongst people. You get your playback, get to see your score on the screen. And listen, something new and exciting, which I think people always love.
Tell me a little bit about that sort of competitive socialising. You've got a golf at the pitch. I was there about 3 months ago, just a little bit further down the street. Yeah. Is this becoming a thing now? And is this becoming that something that, you know, a gang of lads or mixed couples or girls will club together, they'll go out and they'll have a few drinks, but the competitive gaming part of it is really part of the entertainment.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the groups there. We're finding all different groups are loving it. Look, competitive social has been around. You know, London 10 years ago, this brand started. And generally, we track behind Dublin a little bit. So you can see there's a lot of other venues opening up. The customer is looking for this type of experience. Hospitality is moving on. The traditional night out of just going out for your drinks or food, people are looking for something a little bit different. That added experience, younger generation, they like to have something different, you know, not just going out having your, you know, 6 pints or whatever. They want an experience alongside it. They want to have something different. And I think that's what Flight Club is offering Dublin.
You say it was founded in the UK. I think it was in Dorset somewhere. Tell me a little bit about the evolution of the concept and then how you've rolled it out to so many international cities.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it originated in London, the UK. The guys did a great job. They developed the technology. They developed the whole concept around this area of social darts. And they've been very successful. Numerous sites across the UK. They have franchise partners in Australia.
So, somebody just got a bullseye there.
Exactly. Franchise partner in Australia, New Zealand, and ourselves here in the Loyola Group. We have it for Ireland, Spain, Portugal, looking at other sites across Europe as well. So it's a concept that works and people love, you know. It's the whole package in the night out. It's a great experience, good surroundings, good drinks, good food. And listen, Dublin's enjoying it. Long may it continue.
Has there been a kind of resurgence around darts in the last maybe 5 years? Like, again, we all remember, you know, Jockey Wilson and Eric Bristow and these fellas, they were, let's say they weren't in the finest of a healthy condition, but it seems to have modernized a lot and seems to have a real core following, but maybe a slightly different profile, let's call it.
I think so. You know, darts has always been big in Ireland, and you know, the arrival of Luke Littler on the scene has done great things. But you know what Flight Club is about is we focus on the food and beverage first. So, you know, about 60% of our visitors would probably just come in for the drinks, for the food, and the darts is an added-on element that adds a different atmosphere and a different dynamic in here. And what we find is, you know, groups of girls never thrown a dart in their life. They come in, they love the social aspect of it, they love the kind of playback videos, the pictures that can be taken. And like, not unusual to walk through here now on a Thursday night and every hockey full with girls screaming away, drinking a cocktail and having the crack, you know?
You mentioned the technology. Let's maybe walk through it. So I'm here and I say, we've got three darts. There's a number of different games, Andrew. We were going to play one called Demolition, yeah?
Yeah. So Demolition is probably the most popular one, Bobby. So everyone has a score up on the screen of 180. It's the first one to get down to 180. You have to finish on the exact dart. So you can't just go over it. You go over it. If you have 10 left in the screen, you hit 12. You go bust. You're back to 10. Yeah. And it's kind of like a Tetris element. You know, you see your score going down as you throw your dart. The great thing about us is that it's an authentic experience. You're throwing a real dart to a real dartboard, and what's tracking the dart is there's a camera technology above it that is tracking where you hit the board. So it does all your adding up. If you're as bad as Matt as I am, it takes the pressure off you having to do your own score.
Yeah,
you know?
So the old darts players were really good mathematicians.
Yeah, exactly.
The technology does that for you now. Interesting as well, the interaction with mobile phones, yeah. And you know, it's all part of it. We were able to put our own names up here. And this is all part of the, I suppose, the package that makes it fun.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, the interesting thing is, you look at the game. So one of the interesting things when the concept was developed is that you can actually capture all of your pictures and all of your playback on the screen. So I'm going to take a nice photo of us here, Bobby, now. So if you look up on time here, you can strike a pose.
Right.
You give a little wave. You can choose to keep that photo. You can choose to discard and take a better one. You can also do the same with videos. So what happens is, when your email is taking the time of booking, all of these videos, all of these playbacks of you throwing the winning dart, all of the photos that you take, they're emailed to you the next day. So it's good to actually walk through a venue for once. Yeah. Actually see a lot of people not on their phones, because the work is being done for you. All your moments, your victory, your defeats, your slaggins, all of that sort of stuff is being captured for you, so you don't have to kind of worry about your phone when you're in with us.
Yeah, no, that's really, really cool. And tell me about, how much does it cost, or how does it work? Do you do it with like a party of 6 people or 10 people? Or it seems to be something that's more fun the more people that are involved in it.
Yeah, look, absolutely. The more people are involved, I think the better the experience. You do see couples coming and joining quiet date nights and things like that. You can either rent the hockeys for either an hour or 90 minutes, or 60 or 90 minutes. It's €14.50 per person for 60 minutes, €18.50 per person for 90 minutes.
Okay, so that seems like reasonable.
I think so, yeah. And it's designed, you know, you can order your drinks. Similar when you sit down at a table in a restaurant, when you're shown to your hockey, you have a waiter looking after you. They can get you your drinks, get you your food. We serve small dishes, you know, nachos, sliders, pizzas. You can have a main beef burger and stuff like that if you want. But really, you know, good pints, good cocktails. We're very much a bar first, you know, and that's what we like people to know.
And I suppose the timing profile around the weekends, people out maybe on a Saturday afternoon, you'll get crowds then. So it isn't just a nighttime thing.
No, absolutely not. I mean, look around the venue now. We're 1:30 on Friday at the lunchtime. We have 3 or 4 big groups in, kicking their weekend off in Dublin, which is great. Like, corporates are loving it. So we're very, very busy Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night with all the corporates around the place. Yeah, it's a great corporate night out, you know, to bring 40, 50, 60 people in. And then at the weekend, more leisure. You get more people just coming in with their friends. On a Saturday, we're kind of full here from 1:30 till 12:30. It's great, you know.
Yeah. So great job. And the fit out is really nice. Like, you've really a high-end sort of pub fit out, the high banquette seating. It's just, and the way everybody's got their own area, it's really cool. Let's throw a few darts, Andrew.
Let's
go first there.
Okay.
Right. Demolition Derby here, folks.
There we go, absolutely.
Andrew's going first, and I'll walk you through it, see how he is. This guy now will be better at darts than me. Right. Oh, there's a double there. So he got 1-4. He's down to 1-4-2 now from 180. Now here comes Bobby. You hold the microphone there, Andrew.
Here comes the shark here.
Yeah.
Commentating on Bobby Kerr's dart here. That's great, isn't it? Here we go.
Bristol, look.
Not too bad at all there now.
Down to 167.
Yeah. Bit of work.
Well, I think I need to do some improving here. Well, look, this is a great idea. It's a great day out. It's a great concept. It's really humming here at the moment. As Andrew said, there's lots of people in here throwing darts and having a bit of fun. So it's great to see this kind of business back in the city centre. People out enjoying them, Andrew. Every success with it.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Love to have you in. Okay. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.